Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson. GhostBed.com.
Oh, let's go. Let's go, JB.
Hello.
Man, I feel good today.
Do you?
I feel spry. I feel real young today. I'm 33 years old, and that's it. Like, it's my birth dates. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about looking that young, okay? It's what it says on my birth certificates, what everybody knows me as. But today, I'm feeling 22. I feel a little Taylor Swiftish today, I do. I feel young and flirty out there. You know why? Because it's finally raining here. Finally, we got one day of rain, and I feel like, oh man, we've changed the season in Austin. We've done it. We've got rain outside today. I couldn't believe it. Even the kids were stunned this morning when we got up.
Yeah.
They were like, Dad, is that rain out there that we've heard of?
Papa.
Is that rain?
Papa?
Is that the rains from Africa that you've discussed? Yeah, we finally got rain.
What first, is this first water day ever. I feel on my head, Father?
Agua from sky. It's like we dropped a bottle of Coca-Cola in Africa in 1982. You're just like, oh, what is this?
Right.
I don't even know what to do with this.
Right.
But therefore, then I felt like a little kid. Took him to school this morning. We're kind of running through the rain together. And they're like, Dad, is this? I'm like, I know. I'm teared up.
You didn't
I can't
do
believe
any
it.
Of that.
I did all of it.
You didn't do did one of second of that.
I did all of it.
You are a liar.
I did. And I did.
And my job here is basically just to call you out on all of that.
All of that is true. And then the other part that made me the happiest on top of it, obviously we have a son named Jagger, diehard Rolling Stones fan, all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And we got in the car. Usually it's a fight for like whatever song they want to hear. And then from the back seat, you know, he just says, "Dad, can we listen to the Rolling Stones?" Unprovoked, unasked. And I was then the tears started going harder.
Oh, yeah.
Because now it's raining. Now the Stones are on. The kids have asked for it. I'm like, maybe life is going to be awesome.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Maybe it is going to be rad. And maybe they won't be growing up to be a piece of shit and then hacking us up later. Right. And then we end up in a murder doc that you always watch. We're not going to be the Menendezes, you know? We just walk home after a game, and then they're like, "Hey, mom and dad, here's a shotgun. Boom, you guys are both dead."
Right.
But we'll see. Today, at least, though, feel pretty goddamn good about it, James.
That's really great.
Not gonna lie.
I love that little story.
Yeah. And I feel like we're going back. Even last night, watching the CMA Awards last night, I feel like we're going back and into that time where it was nicer, you know?
Right.
We had all these things. Why? Because the song Fast Car by Tracy Chapman won Song of the Year at the CMAs last night. Oh, if you don't know Tracy Chapman, she's already won Song of the Year when the actual song came out. And now that
Did she win Song of the Year?
Sure did.
When it came out?
Sure did.
Yeah?
She won all of the Grammys. I think she won five that night. To back, if you haven't listened to that first Tracy Chapman album, it is just hit after hit after hit, and unbelievable. Talking About a Revolution, all those other songs are on there. And she got all of the things when it happened. Bob, pull up a pic of Tracy Chapman.
He's fact-checking really quick.
With the Grammys in her hand. There's a famous one where she's kind of bundled up, where it's like her little children, where she's got all the Grammys from that night.
Yeah. Love it.
There you go. I'm sure Bob will find it. Yeah. Just type in Grammys there.
Yeah, I did. Know?
All right. Well, read her off on Wikipedia then, Bob.
Yeah, we're just not seeing the picture that you're talking about.
Well, it's there, okay? You know, we got important people in here, and you can't find the goddamn picture today.
I mean, I think those people would appreciate us fact-checking you.
No, I think Rob's just choking under the pressure.
I think he is, too. Yeah. And I think that happens to Rob a lot.
Rob is feeling the pressure.
When there's too many people, jobs on the line. Go to Wikipedia and just type in how many Grammys she won, at least. And
yeah, then we that's can what I had that up already.
What do we got?
She got Best New Artist that year in 89, Best Female Pop Vocal Performance, Best Contemporary Folk Album. So she wasn't country.
No, she wasn't country, correct.
And then Best Rock Song for Gimme One Reason.
Mm.
Oh, great song. I mean, so she won.
Great song, same album.
She won, no, it was a different album.
Oh, really?
That was in 97.
So she's had multiple albums that were just successful over the years, and now people are just farming out her fun new shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but she won three in 1989.
Gotcha.
And then another one in 97.
Yeah. Either way, she's back, and then she got the credit because she's publishing, so she wrote the song there, and she gets the credit as the first black writer ever to win Song of the Year there for that, which is odd to me. Again, it was Luke Combs, who couldn't be any whiter on that song, and he's the one who re-sang it, and then boom, she gets Song of the Year after it. Now, I'm happy because she gets all the money for that.
Right.
And that's awesome. But it's very, very odd that Song of the Year was already the best song 35 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we're just kind of remaking everything.
Yeah. We're going back in time. Patrick Dempsey is Sexiest Man Alive.
Today?
Yeah. People's?
You're kidding. That's who they ended up picking?
Yeah, right?
Yes. He won Sexiest Man Alive.
Today.
So, what year is it? Do you know what I mean?
What has he been in? He was in Grey's Anatomy like 10 years ago. And we're giving him Sexiest Man of the Year?
Sexiest Man Alive. Alive.
Yeah. I would have said Michael B. Jordan this year.
I have a bigger problem.
Based on everything else.
Different award. People Magazine's Sexiest Podcast Host, Taylor Lautner? Come on.
What?
I'm going to walk right the fuck out of here, dude.
I didn't even know he had a podcast.
Me neither.
I wasn't even nominated.
Look at this.
I know.
Look at this man.
What a crock of shit. Taylor Lautner? Come
What's
on.
The pod? Don't even say
that. That guy
name.
Can't hold my goddamn ball
Don't
sack.
Say the name of the podcast.
No, say it.
No, I'm
Don't
sure
say it.
It doesn't
say
even it. Exist. It's probably like four
Talking
episodes.
With Taylor.
Yeah, chatting with T.
Talking with Taylor. I'm going to be unfiltered and...
The Squeeze? Is that called, really the name of it?
Called The Squeeze. When
Ooh.
Is that his straight wife?
His also named it? Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
So he's not really...
No free plug.
He's not gay. He's just jacking himself off with a whole extra body.
I don't know. Look at the two of them. They don't sleep in the same bed.
I mean, look
there's
at
no
this.
Way. There's no way they sleep in the same bed and have sex.
I don't like.
It's more of an asexual vibe, though, to me.
Yeah, look, she's even looking off in the picture. Like she's looking elsewhere, where she's like, "All right, I'm sorry. Is that somebody else's dick?"
They have as many ratings. We have more ratings with softcore history than they do.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
and that's the sexiest podcast host of the year.
I'll read you their description here.
It's so fucking it's
called,
bullshit.
It's called The Squeeze.
Okay.
When life gives you lemons, what do you do with them? Over here at The Squeeze.
Oh my God, dude.
We talk about it. It being our mental health and well-being.
Well, we don't have to worry about
Sorry.
Investors anymore.
Good.
I'm going to hang myself probably in like 10 minutes from the fucking thing. If
Good.
This is
Finally.
What this is.
Did the insurance policy go through?
Yeah. She's covered.
Listen,
there's $7 million
Finally
that's going her way.
Somebody is talking about mental
health
and wellness.
It's been too
long. It's been too long. We need the stigma.
But if you can't admit that you're a homosexual man, for example, right? How are you going to tell me how to live my life on top of that? I don't really understand that at all. Just come out and be who you are. Be happy about it.
Well, hold on. If this podcast is about burying all your feelings deep, deep down inside of you, and that's how you deal with mental health, then I might be on board.
Yeah. Or maybe they're doing all these shows, and then the last episode is, hey, guys, I finally took my own advice, and guess what? I'm gay. And then the ratings that go through the roof. Oh, my God. We knew it in Twilight. We knew it in Twilight.
I don't know, man. This guy's Eskimo Bros with Travis Kelce. So.
That's not.
So true.
There's no way. I think she doesn't bring him out on stage if they never had sex. There's no way they ever had sex together. There's no way.
There's other categories, right? So there was sexiest podcast. What else do we have? Patrick Dempsey. So apparently Pedro Pascal didn't accept because of the strike.
Oh, he was supposed to be the sexiest man in the world?
I mean, I believe, and a lot of people believe, and it was offered.
Strike's over.
Well, but not in time.
Yeah. Well,
not in time for this.
Time for
and
people,
I guess Patrick
huh?
was not working on anything currently. So the people that were actively either needing to promote something or active SAG members
declined.
And we ended up with, now look, sure, obviously he is. It's just feels either like it's already been done or like it was a different year.
Yeah.
I'm just a little confused.
I don't feel good about this. I think they didn't come to me because I am SAG. And they were like, oh, hey, Ross, we can't do this either. You're in the Screen Actors Guild. We can't give you this award. So I'm sure that's why they glossed over me. But Patrick Dempsey, that's a weird one to me.
It's not weird.
It is. When's the last time you saw him? I saw him in a documentary about F1 racing.
I know. F1's huge.
It is, but this was 5 years ago.
I know, but he's been at all the stuff.
He goes... He's just not allowed to drive where they're like, hey, man,
no,
can you get out of that car?
All the things.
Great. Well, because he wants to. And so even this documentary said, hey, dude, I'm going to all of these. And he was blunt about it in the documentary. He goes, I'm going to all these to get investors so that I can drive. And it's like, hey, dude, you have to have talent to drive. You know that, right?
Right.
Like you can't just hop into one of these things and it's going to be like the video game movie Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
And then you're magically going to win a race. Like. That's not going to happen, friend.
Is there like sexiest comedian or?
Yeah, they usually have a bunch of them, Bob. There's a whole
I'm trying
list
to find
of
the
them.
Arc.
There.
I can't.
Is
find
it stolen valor though? Because like Taylor Lautner is not a podcaster. Like he should not be in that category.
Well
he
technically does have a podcast.
And unfortunately,
yeah. It should be how you identify as like initially though. He's an actor.
Oh,
is
fair,
he though? But
fair,
is he still?
Fair.
Is he still acting?
No, that's a fair question. And I think maybe we can sue.
Right.
You think
right?
so? Yeah, we go into people and just Delco. Be like, hey, dude.
Here we go.
Delco, I think we have a case.
Right. It's like fucking Bradley Cooper winning Best Comedian. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, right. yeah, yeah. True,
right.
true, true.
So, all right, let's go through the rest of this.
Okay,
sexiest TV star, James Marsden, took down Jeremy Allen White.
Really?
Wow, No way.
Austin's own James Marsden.
Yeah, he is. But here's the thing. So I mean, real life, great looking dude. But this is a 10-year, like he should have got this for 30 Rock. This should have gone to the kid from The Bear.
He was on one of the biggest hits of the year. The Juror, everyone's going fucking bananas.
It's fine, but let's face it. This dude from The Bear, he's got an Oscar movie coming out at Christmas.
Yeah. For sure.
Every woman in America loves the dude from The Bear.
Wait, can we look at who's under him, though? The fucking total nobody from White Lotus.
I didn't even want to bring it up.
Oh, God. Is that who that is?
I didn't even want to point it out.
He was the worst part of the show.
He sure was.
The cuck in White Lotus.
So fucking awful. The dude who played Magic Johnson was dope as shit. I just don't know his name.
He just kept running and then having sweaty jack-off sessions.
Yeah. Over and over again. Yeah, White Lotus.
I just got to go for a run. And then she just keeps catching him right after the
run. Yeah. She's like, oh, hey.
Quincy Isaiah.
He was really fucking good in that show.
Yes.
Man, he was really
Magic. I think there's
Johnson
a lot of categories,
show.
So we've got to, we can't.
This one's easy. I'm just going to skip over this one. Sexiest blockbuster star. Somehow Chris Hemsworth won over Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer. Did you watch him fuck in Oppenheimer?
Yeah, it was all like his fuck game wasn't great in that, Bob. I would have given it to Michael B. Jordan there. And again, Hemsworth already won Sexiest Man of the Year, so now you're just going to re-up.
Although, since we're living in the 90s, I would say Canal.
Yeah.
Canal
Reeve. If we're going fully back to the 90s, let's go Canal in this
one. I love some Canal Reeve.
Oh, man, that Canal Reeve really gets me going.
Okay, come on.
So here you go, Ross. You might have thoughts on the sexiest athlete.
Oh, we knew it. We know it, obviously. There was no...
You can pass right by this one.
How do you feel
about him beating Burrow and Shohei Ohtani?
Yes, he's the dude right now, man. This one actually makes sense. He's the fucking guy right now. He's in every goddamn commercial. If you have a shitty brand that you need to hire a spokesman for, he will do that job.
Where's Jalen Hurts? He's a beautiful man.
He sure is. I would have put Jalen Hurts in there over Burrow. Burrow didn't go to the Super Bowl last year.
Or over Lewis Hamilton.
Shohei Ohtani, you can get him the fuck out of there. You probably should have popped in Bryce Harper for that one. Who's top right?
No, Ohtani's pretty. He's a stud. Especially if you're going for diversity.
It's looks, friend.
No, I know. He's a good looking man.
This was also
Shohei Ohtani?
Yes, pull up a fucking shirtless photo of Shohei Ohtani.
Also, this was his best year as a baseball player.
That's fine, but we're going looks. You know what I'm saying?
He is a good looking Asian man.
He's not better looking Bryce Harper.
Yes,
let Jesse decide.
But also, these are things that publicists or they get offered and you either go I want to go down that route or I don't. Yeah. So we don't know how many people they offered to that were just no, fuck that.
No, Bob, you can show that other photo there from the press conference that you just had. You know?
Wait. All right. Look at the savage.
No.
Not a great, dude.
Looks like your average Asian guy who's just kind of lost.
No.
He's a little bit jacked.
Yeah, this is an average Asian guy. This guy's fucking jacked.
I mean, it's okay. You know? He's not on the juice like everybody else, dude. You bring up Bryce Harper, and that's a fucking real man. I mean, that's a guy who looks like he just got done chopping firewood in the forest. And then just came in and delivered it to you, you know?
But if you see
you
Bryce
can
Harper
show me these nerdy pics of Homeboy all the time, but this is the guy who works in IT, who's just a little bit bigger, who works out on the weekends.
Ross, he could rip you limb from limb.
I doubt it.
Yeah, he just...
He's a big boy.
What are we going, height and weight?
I think taller than boy you. Is the term. Like, he's a boy.
Sexiest
he
looks
like
boy alive.
Yeah, he looks... And now we can't
Jesse.
Do that magazine. Calm down.
Jesse, we're not going there today.
Sexiest boy alive. No. He just looks very young.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't like.
Well, that's Asian
just
for
baby.
You. Asians always have, look, they stay young forever. And then all of a sudden overnight, they turn 93. And we don't know when that's going to happen.
Right.
You can go back to the rest of that list. I'm good on Homeboy here.
Sexiest musician, Harry Styles.
Easy.
Yep.
Beat out Tim McGraw, Bad Bunny, and Future. It seems like an easy win.
Yeah. Every time I see Tim McGraw now, it's like I just think of him juicing and shitting all day long with his wife. Dude,
why is Future up there?
No idea.
Future's hot.
He's okay, but has he had an album in the last?
No.
No. I don't think so either.
He hasn't really had any good music for 5 years.
Now here's one that Jesse can weigh in on.
Yes.
Somehow, sexiest morning show host, Mark Consuelo.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. In real life, he's stunning. He's stunning.
What?
Who's better looking than him in, on morning shows?
I'm sorry, George Stephanopoulos?
No.
Yeah. Ever heard of him?
he's
Bob's
5'1".
Type. That's Bob's type. Actually, by the way, they're both 5'1", if not 4'11". Both of them.
Consuelo's about 5'7". He's about 5'7".
Okay.
5'8". Pushing it, you know?
He keeps Looks it like tight. He's cute.
He wears a little heel, you know?
He's cute.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude. I'll give you that one. Who do we got up next?
Oh, this is a great one. Also, Jesse's sexiest grandpa.
Oh, boy.
That's literally the...
Yeah.
Sexiest grandpa. Okay.
Pierce Brosnan.
Brosnan edged out Al Roker, as well as Kurt Russell and Michael Douglas.
Now we've got some issues. Okay?
This whole thing is bullshit. We knew.
Kurt Russell. It's Kurt Russell. The answer is always Kurt Russell.
Is it Kurt Russell as Santa, though?
Either any
it's,
Kurt
it's
Russell.
Any Kurt Russell that's in front of me.
Yeah. Al Roker?
Kurt Russell.
You don't roke and stroke?
No, dude. I've never roked and stroked. Jesse wants him to die. She just wants him off of that show, but that's the only way you're going
to
get him out of
there. I want him to retire and live out his life.
What's your beef with Al Roker?
It's just, he seems over it. Did you hear the story about him shitting his pants? When he sharted himself, that story's lived with me forever, and I can't get it out of my mind.
Was that fat Al Roker, or is when he lost all the weight?
That was fat Al Roker. I think he shit himself at the Macy's Day Parade on Thanksgiving.
It's a
long day.
It's a lot of gravy. I understand don't know why he told the story. I never needed to hear it out of his mouth.
You can just safely assume he poops his pants regularly, and it's probably fine.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where I'm like, dude, Al, just keep the mystique up, bro.
But Jesse,
know you've shit your pants.
Are you going Pierce? Or are you going Kurt? Because I feel like it's one of those two, right?
Yeah, but it's Kurt. It's Kurt every day, all day.
I didn't know Michael Douglas was still alive.
Yeah, who's in black and white down there?
That's Douglas.
Oof. When they have to pull up a black and white photo, you know.
Even Kurt, they should have gotten him by his fire pit in Colorado with a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't Douglas have throat cancer from allegedly eating too much
pussy? Yeah, he did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the obvious answer was, well, Catherine Zeta-Jones gave you cancer, mouth cancer.
No, I think the obvious answer was you cheated and now it's out. But, you know, they got through it. They got through it.
Okay.
Look at that.
Look at Kurt Russell. I get it, dude. You know? Look at how comfortable he is in his whole shit, dude.
Like, he even tucks that shirt in. The confidence to tuck that shirt under the little grandpa belt. Like, the confidence of that is so...
He's living in it, dude. I know. You hope to be that confident in yourself one day where you're like, you know what, dude? I'm going to tuck it in. I'm going to go all gray. And, you know, we're just going to fucking rap out here in the middle of the street while people are popping off photos.
Yep.
Goddamn. I get the Kurt Russell thing.
Yep.
Keep going.
Sexiest Pedro Pascal. So it's just sexiest version of Pedro Pascal.
Love that.
Dad Dog Pedro beats, I guess, Narcos, Apocalypse, and Man Who Doesn't Take Off Helmet.
Oh, People Magazine is so stupid. Okay, go.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Sexiest funny guy, Trevor Noah with the win.
Come on!
Wait.
We're not doing this today. He's not even having a fucking show on television anymore.
Right.
Well, it ended this year, right? So he's still...
It ended... Fuck, man. 4 months ago? Five? Whatever before the writer's strike was.
Is Seth Meyers the only one in that
Six
group
months
that
ago.
Doesn't have a controversy?
So far.
Yeah. I mean, Mulaney was just addicted to cocaine.
Yeah.
He cheated on his wife and then, you know, had a kid and all that stuff. And the dates don't line up with the kid and everything else.
Yeah, but it's Olivia Munn. We give him a pass, right?
Hasan Minhaj, why? This must have went to print before they could pull that. Because he was supposed to be the new Daily Show guy. And they were like, oh, man, let's put the Indian guy, Hasan Minhaj, in there. And then... This will be awesome. And it,
right.
No, and it wasn't awesome.
And then he lied.
He lied.
How many categories are there?
Keep going.
Just a couple.
I know. Okay.
Sexiest Ken. Obviously Gosling.
Obviously fucking Ken.
What are we doing here?
Gosling Ken, come on.
What are we doing here?
Come on.
So, wait, hang on, Bob. Go to that.
No, that's not fair to do.
Go to this one real quick. So here's the craziest part about this. Jesse has this amazing facial recognition. She can tell you any actor, anytime, any place, character actor, all that other shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
My kid has the same thing. Our kid has the same thing at 9 years
old. Yeah, it's passed down from the mother.
Right.
It's a gene.
So they wanted to go see this. I took him to go see this. Now, see the black Ken down there in the bottom right?
Yeah.
We're watching the movie, and he goes, "Hey, Dad, that's the guy who's playing Bob Marley in the biopic next summer." And I was like,
yeah.
My mind exploded in the theater, and I was like, oh, my God. You're right. And because he's so, this dorky picture right here that they put up, that's his character in the whole movie.
The third guy?
But the fact that he's probably going to win an, third guy on the bottom. The fact that he's probably going to win an Oscar next year blows my mind. Because they're going to show this over and over again as he's holding his Oscar of like, where did they start? And it's just like, the Ken and then.
What a great story,
I know,
though.
Totally.
I love it. Okay.
Totally. But after he said that to me, when I watched the rest of the movie, I was like, God damn, this guy's going to be an amazing actor if he's playing Ken and then Bob Marley.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you haven't seen the trailer for Bob Marley, by the way, holy shit, it's hard not to believe that it isn't really Bob Marley. I mean, I can't wait. Even my kids can't wait to see it. So,
yeah,
I'm amped. Go to the next one. What do we got?
Sexiest new dad, Tom Hiddleston, beats out Brooks Koepka, Daniel Radcliffe, and Alexander Ludwig.
Nope, you go Koepka on that one.
These are the only new dads they could find?
You got to go Koepka on that. You go Brooks Koepka on this. That's an easy one.
Slim Pickens.
Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe, what's he doing in there?
I do love him, but I wouldn't put him. I mean, I love him.
Yeah, that's wild. All right, who else we got?
Nobody else had a kid, huh?
Now we get into the fun stuff. Sexiest TikTok star.
No, thank you.
Jalen Noble. I mean, hard to vote against that personally, although I am a big Aaron Matthews guy. But Pottery Boy would have been probably my pick if I had to go for 2020.
Bob, pass through. Keep going through this, please.
In the middle, dude?
Up top. Top right, Pottery Boy.
Okay.
It's just been his year.
Has it? You've enjoyed all of his works, all of his pots.
Every time I watch one of his videos, I feel like I walked into a kiln. You know, the room just gets hot.
Yeah. No, your clothes come off. Pants go down. Lotion comes on. Yeah. No, I know.
Right.
I know the rinse and repeat, Bob.
He's saying it like he's joking.
No, he's not.
On purpose, though, to throw you off.
No, he definitely jacks off to this guy. And it's fine. I don't care. We don't kink shame on the show. Never have, never will. Who's up next? What do we got there?
Then you got sexiest podcast star. Now, I don't know how
to. Are you even nominated?
Well,
fuck!
Isn't that you? No, that's Dax Shepard.
Yeah. Always get you two confused. Oh, sorry. Because didn't you you lost a couple roles to him, right?
Yes, sure did.
Yeah.
Employee of the month.
We always forget, though, right, guys? What? Wait,
no, I don't.
Again, nobody here is a podcaster.
No. Well, no, Dax Shepard is.
Dax, that's his primary.
$80 million, that motherfucker
but also
got.
Also an actor, to Delco's point.
$80
million
for Spotify.
If something came up for him to be an actor in, he would do, you know what I mean?
Without a paddle two.
Yeah.
Without a paddle two or a Scorsese.
If Scorsese
came and was like, you,
yes,
he'd be like, fuck podcasting, I'm an actor.
100%.
Nick Vial is a reality star.
From The Bachelor? Who's that black dude?
Dom Gabriel.
I don't know who
What's
that is.
His podcast?
Dom
Granted,
World.
To be fair, like Rob's the same way. If like a role came, he'd be like, fuck podcasting.
Yeah, he's out of here.
Oh, I'd take the smallest role in anything
and
leave you guys in the dust.
Jesse would be on Suits, you know, season 15 or the remake, whatever they're going to do on Netflix.
No, I do a burn gone. Notice. I do a white collar.
Oh, God. Where's your wife at? She's on White Collar right now.
Or what? I would take...
What show is that?
I would take a Blue Blood.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love that. That Selleck and that.
What about Dead Body and SVU?
I do it in 1 second.
Okay. All right, what about this? Here, I think this dream role. Ready?
Yeah.
I call you up. I say, hey, Jesse.
What's up?
I'm your agent. Okay? And
good to hear from you.
I got a hot role for you.
Okay.
Okay, Tacoma FD. You play Hassie's mom.
Oh, shit, dude.
Mom?
Yeah. What if you had to mom it up like that?
Mom?
What if?
It's okay
Bob,
the cameras are rolling and people are all around, but I will see you later.
Yeah.
I will see you
but
later.
But that's a great op. Like, so what? Are you turning down the mom role? Hassie's mom. Are you turning that down?
To leave you guys all forever, yeah. If it came with like a contract that I could like be even an extra there for the duration and not have to come back here,
yeah,
I'd do it.
To be fair, then this isn't a commentary on your age, but a commentary on the industry.
It's okay.
You're more than old enough to play a 20-year-old's mother.
Yes.
Like, I was watching The OC the other day, and fucking Marissa's mom was like 34 when the first season aired.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah. Well, I think, but that was the thing. They were like trying to make them like also
sexy,
hot and have the drama, yeah. Right? Yeah. But you're right.
It worked.
No, at sure 35, did. You're like, you're playing mom. At 40, you're the great grandmother.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Estelle Getty.
They put you in the wheelchair.
Estelle Getty
at
was
my
the youngest
age.
One in the Golden Girls cast, and they had to wake her up and age her.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Estelle Getty.
Okay, so is there any?
There's one
let's
left.
See the, okay. Let's see what the last one is.
Sexiest here. Guy you were streaming due to the strike.
Jensen.
Austin's Own, yeah. Jensen Ackles.
Jensen's Own. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. The Boys is a massive show. Like, I understand that one. Okay. What are we doing with John Krasinski here on this fucking
You're
thing?
Streaming The Office.
Yeah, you just had to fill that. You just had to fill
you,
that little box.
I was in college.
15 years later?
I was in college during when The Office blew up, and every single girl on earth wanted a fucking Jim.
Yeah, but now Jim's overcompensated and became just a meathead.
Well,
so true.
Because of his wife. Like, that was, if he didn't marry Emily Blunt, I don't think he does all that shit. But because you've got to live in that world of whatever they're.
Like, every role he's in, he's, I'm a Navy SEAL. I'm a Green Beret.
Well. Was it you that said they were in an open sitch?
Allegedly,
but I think it was like the kind of thing like when you're going to do a role or you're going to be on location or whatever it may be or whatever you have to do for, they're okay with that.
Okay.
You're not just like leaving the house and dating, but it's like, right. I'm not going to check up on you and fly to location and make sure you're not like flirting with your co-host.
Right.
Or hooking up with, or doing whatever you have to do, co-star.
Yeah.
Doing whatever you have to do to really get into the role. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. You let that fly?
Would I let it fly?
Yeah.
No.
But they do. Allegedly, right?
Yeah, but also it's like many a career has been ruined by probably a jealous husband not letting the, you know, like putting...
Would
shit
you want-
on the wife when they're in location at like Italy trying to fucking film. Like you're
right.
Just not involved right then. It's her job,
man,
and her.
Dude. And she's done like what, three movies with The Rock. You take that. What was the big pirate ship movie where on their they're on the boat, the wooden boat, whatever that bullshit is. No, it's not Pirates of the Caribbean. It was a Disney cruise.
Jungle Book.
Jungle Cruise.
There you go. With that, that's like a 6-month shoot, and your hot ass wife is with the fucking Rock every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jim's doing steroids, playing fucking military roles.
I don't think the Rock's sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think it's like that. I think it's like for Oppenheimer, they maybe had to like hook up.
I think she's way more likely to cheat on the set of Oppenheimer than on the set of fucking Jungle Cruise.
Especially 100%. When you see Cillian Murphy's wife.
What does she look like?
Right, but they're both super method, and he definitely is. So you're just kind of like, look, hey, babe.
Right.
It's just it's how I operate.
It's my process.
It's my process.
Is that his wife? Whoa, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, but they've been together for, what, 12 years. She's very Irish. He's very Irish, yeah.
Okay. That's a Belfast 9.
Yes.
Sure is, dude.
Yes.
Man.
Like, he's stoked.
Yeah, those guys are running down the side of a mountain every day. Huh. That's not what I was picturing. All
right. Right.
I thought it would have been like a theater chick or something like that, you know?
Also, I feel like if Killian was method acting with anyone in Oppenheimer, it'd be Florence Pugh.
It was.
Yeah.
And they did. But I think...
You think they had sex?
I'm just trying to say... Oh, they did.
Not in the movie, but outside the movie, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah, I do.
You think his wife is cool with it?
Look, man. What are you asking me?
Does Cillian Murphy get the
pass? Have a process, and he needs to do what he has to do, baby, to bring back home the Oscar?
Yeah.
Yeah, babe.
Okay.
Go do it.
So if I'm going for an Oscar.
You'll never get that opportunity, so I don't really have to worry
about
it.
But what if, Jesse, you know?
No, I don't play what ifs, and neither do they. They go, this is what I'm doing. I am an Oscar-winning, nominated actor. This is my process.
I've got
I'm
to
doing
bone
fucking Oppenheimer.
This hot young lady, and it's going to be
no, I don't
awesome
think he says
real.
That. I think he says, you don't ask me any questions until I come home.
Okay.
And even then.
Yeah. James, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off. Everything in the entire store, every single goddamn thing is 50% off over there. It's crazy. Mattresses, adjustable bases, pillows, sheets, weighted blankets. They've even got the mattresses for the RVs. Let's face it, they'll charge you 90 grand for an RV, but they'll put a little piece of shit mattress in there. Don't do it. Fight the power. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Get yourself something comfortable to sleep on. You've earned it, big dog. Now, when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. Check that box. And then all the deals that I mentioned, the 50% off, all of it. Good with that, dude. You can stretch it out over 3 years over there. It doesn't matter if you put 90 goddamn mattresses in the cart. When you check out, half off, boom, stretch it out over 3 years. Congratulations, you started your own Airbnb, okay? Or a hotel. I don't know how many places hold 90 rooms like that, but that's something for you to figure the fuck out, not me. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Pop in that promo code Drinking Bros at checkout to unlock all the savings. They're going to be running that all through the holidays because of Bidenomics, man. It doesn't work. So they're giving you a deep, deep discount. So check them out. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, baby. Columbus, Ohio is now on the boards. We're everywhere down there. 14-0 Liquors, Urban Myers Pint House out there in Dublin, Pint House down in Short North, Johnny's Tavern, Standard Hall on campus. Let's go. Got a bunch of pictures from a sorority down there. I was blacking out last week on Hard AF Seltzer. Proud of all you ladies down there. Feel free to tag us in Hard AF Seltzer. Big weekend full of college games. We're all over the campuses right now. University of Alabama. We're in Tuscaloosa, that Shell station on 1405 University Boulevard. Down there at Auburn's campus. Go to Tiger Liquors down there. Get all liquored up right on campus. Get that for your fraternity party on Friday night, all right? I know you got a social on Friday night. Dial it up. It's 8%. You'll have the time of your life. Not that you'll remember it, obviously, the next day, but that's what it's all about. It's just fun. It's just good old-fashioned fun, dang it. Also, we are inside Amway Center. Just opened up there last week. Go down there. Check out a Solar Bears game. Maybe see the Magic play. Pink is coming next week. Who doesn't love Pink? Want to watch her fly around the whole goddamn stadium, getting a motorcycle and a cage and all that stuff? Might as well be dumping some Hard AF Seltzer down your gullet while you're watching it. And if you can't remember that, we're in every single Total Wines down there in the Southeast. And Jesse and I will be live from a party in Wilmington, North Carolina, Thursday nights, November 16th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Brunches, 6800 Parker Farms Drive, right there in the Mayfair Center. If you know the area, Brunches got the best food in the biz. Free food, free Hard AF seltzers, and a bunch of giveaways. Come and join us in Wilmington, North Carolina next week. Come one, come all. And we're going to have a bunch of fun, free, flirty shit down there. All right? Now, if you're not in one of those six states that sells it, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com.
I don't know if you're going to get the full story.
From him?
Yeah.
Yeah. You might not. You might not.
And then everyone can live in bliss and we can all just, you know, keep on
trucking, yeah.
Keep on going down to the poob.
Sure, yeah. No, it sounds good. It sounds good. It sounds like a great deal for Cillian Murphy and Emily Blunt, you know?
Yeah, for sure. As long as you call yourself Method.
Ugh. And then Jim from The Office is the one who's just sitting there, you know, staring into camera still. You know, whoopsies. Yeesh. Even told that super depressing story on Fallon that I told you, where it was just like, he's going over to see her in the Mary Poppins movie.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's checking in. He's like, what are you at customs? What are you doing here? Like, oh, I'm going to see my wife starring in this movie, whatever. I'm an actor. She's an actor. She's on location. He's like, oh, all right. Well, what were you in? I was like, oh, I was in The Office. And he's like, the American version? Fuck. And he's pissed off, you know?
Right.
And he goes, your wife's an actress, he said. Would I know her? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. Emily Blunt?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you're the one that's married to Emily Blunt? And he goes, Christ. And then just stamps his passport and hands it back to him. That's what he's probably living in right there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and now he's got to think about The Rock and everything else that's going on around it.
No,
damn
he
it,
doesn't.
Dude.
No,
yes,
he
that doesn't leave your mind. Or Cillian Murphy. Would you be jealous if Cillian Murphy was having sex with your wife, Bob?
I guess, yeah. I don't really want him to bang my wife.
But if it is, would you check it off to, oh, hey, it's Cillian Murphy? Like, I mean, I guess he's an Oscar winner.
So, like, I don't think that has the same impact of, like, me getting to brag I'm Eskimo Bros with the future Oscar winner if it, like, happened after I was married and I'm just still with my wife.
Yeah. Like, you're like, yeah, we Eskimo both fucked the same girl. They're your wife, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't.
The We're rules, bros, you know.
The rules change.
Yeah,
little bit.
For sure.
What year did she date him? She didn't.
It was months. It was months ago.
A couple months ago. Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you guys were married? Was mm-hmm. it? Yeah, it was in between kids, you know?
What were you doing? I was just watching the kids for that week. He took her somewhere I can't afford. And but we're Braxcomo bros. Me and him, same guy.
How long was the vacation? It was 46 days. I mean, it was, you know, some say that's an excessive vacation, but that's what they wanted to do. So, yeah, I just sit there and watch the kids for 46 days. Man, that one would suck, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was somebody uglier, it would suck even worse, I think. Like the fucking SpongeBob guy, I still can't get over.
Right.
Like if that's the dude where you're just like, holy shit, dude, all of this ended for the fucking guy in SpongeBob. Man, I can't do that.
No, SpongeBob the musical.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
But they're
okay.
Still calling him the SpongeBob guy.
No, I know.
And then
but
you've
I got
to explain that, too.
No, but I think it's important to distinguish between the very popular show and the musical live version.
Spawned from the...
From it.
From the cartoon, yeah.
Where he had to dress in square type...
Yep.
High water. Yeah. So I just want to make sure that we know that's who... Ariana left her husband for, and he blew up his entire life for, you know, so I just want to make sure we knew.
And even the conversation of having, oh man, the original SpongeBob's having sex with a wife. No, it's the,
no,
it's the guy who's playing
guy
him
who's
on a,
playing,
it's kind of like an off Broadway
for
thing
now.
And,
cause
yeah.
He may not keep that. You know what I mean? Like it's Broadway. So he's playing it for now.
God bless it, dude.
I know.
That one stings. That one's going to sting for a while, though, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how they're going to be able to get past. There he is.
Forever and always think this is a light.
That's his best picture, by the way.
Yeah.
It's best picture he's ever taken.
All I see here is hope.
It's her brother.
Well, for you.
This is just like, this should inspire so many young men.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There shouldn't be an incel on earth after seeing this picture.
No, that should do it right there and be like, all right, I can get Ariana Grande and I'm good to go there.
Right.
We'll switch it over to a man who is actually beautiful, though, and he's just doing just the, I mean, it's to this point, like, I'm going to tell you the story, Jesse. You're not going to believe me, and then we're going to have to pull up pictures of it. It's Jared Leto again, where you're like, okay, cool. How could he shock me today? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a sex cult. He's got all the things. He just scaled the Empire State Building.
Like,
yep, climb the entire goddamn thing.
Like Spider-Man?
Yes.
What can he do?
Look at this. Look at that. They're promoting a new album. He just scaled the Empire State Building. There's also another shot of him where he's just standing on the ledge looking out, like for the photos and shit. I mean, obviously, I should have thought to myself, all right, sure, Jared Leto can also rock climb and scale buildings and mountains, I guess.
But I
didn't have that actually on my bingo card. And when I saw this, even I was shocked here.
Is he being pulled up or is he actually carabiners?
Look at this.
You know, he's really climbing.
Even doing this right here, I would Al Roker my pants.
Yeah, he's not free climbing, Jesse.
I mean, is he
actually like, is something pulling him up with harness, or is he full on like?
I think he's mostly doing it himself.
Yeah, he's mostly doing it himself.
Is that what you think, Bob?
It's just a hobby. Look at him. There he is right there.
Yeah.
Look at this.
I mean, he can walk on water, so.
Yeah.
Here's my favorite. He's having fun, too.
No way.
He's having fun with it.
Oh, look at that. There just happened to be a professional photographer inside right there on the glass, too. Man, what a shot. Look at that. He's just doing fucking side quests right now. Yeah. I mean, look at this bullshit, dude. What do you want to do today? I don't know, man. Let's fucking scale the Empire State Building and see how that goes. All right. Sure. Let's do it.
Anything to deflect from his sex cult.
I know.
Which this is working.
Sure is.
I'm not even thinking about the sex cult that he has.
Well, I didn't think about it for a good 15 minutes when I was looking at this morning. I was like, oh, fuck. I forgot he was in a sex cult.
Yeah.
Probably with some underage girls. All I was thinking of is, holy shit, man. How did he scale the Empire State Building?
And how does he like practice without people knowing? And like what?
No idea. And then,
is this his first attempt?
But look at this picture right here. Is it up on screen, Bob? Okay.
Yeah.
So look at this picture right here. You would think at that height, it would at least be windy. He's got long hair. No, not a hair out of place. It looks like it's just another day at the JOB for him.
Oh, is it fake?
It's real because people saw it and then they took video of it. But how do you get this photo where not one hair is out of place this high up in New York City?
I think he told the wind to stop.
Yeah. He said, I'm Jared Leto.
And I think this was in promotion of a concert. Yeah. So he went. He said his mom was there. She was on the 80th floor inside there. So she... Hi. And then he did. He scaled 102 floors. He did the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And he said the views were pretty incredible, especially as the sun started to rise. Look at that.
Right.
Look at this fucking guy, dude. Now, they said there was a bit of bloodshed there. He talked to Roker this morning, I guess, about it. Okay.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for both of them.
Oh, fuck. If you scroll down, dude, TMZ's got it right now, man. So apparently he's been rock climbing for years, I guess.
Okay.
All right. I mean, goddamn, dude. What doesn't this guy do? He's in a rock band. He's got a sex cult. He's got an
Oscar. No, but he does all the things you would think he would do. Like, he hikes. He goes to, like, retreats. He rock climbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, he does things on brand for him. Right?
I guess so. And I guess maybe if you're single in your 50s like that, like you've got endless time to do bullshit like this.
Yeah, you're just like a weekend warrior, dude.
Yeah, because you don't have kids.
You just got to get out there.
You don't have kids. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
and you can just kind of plan out these side quests and kind of do that your entire life.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
It's great.
Yeah. Good for Jared Leto, I guess.
Good for Jared Leto.
But yeah, does he have another album coming out or something like that? It's weird. Like, I'll give him credit. 30 Seconds to Mars is probably the best actor band there is. Right? I mean, the rest
easily.
Of them, like...
What's the...
Keanu Reeves. Oh, look at this footage, Jesse.
Now, this is... One day he was in Germany and he was like, hey, guys, I'm going to climb this. I'm just such a free spirit.
No way. Is he wearing anything?
Yeah, he's wearing not rope wise.
He's doing this free solo.
Yeah, he's free soloing this, dude.
Look at Leto. Oh, never mind. I think he only went up four blocks or something like that. Sorry about that.
And look, like those look.
Where's he got? He's going back down. Okay. He's going back down. No, that's smart. You don't really want to go up that high without a rope on.
Okay.
Yeah.
That view, though, you're like, he's literally right. He's right next to the ground.
He's only like 10 feet up. He's
you're
only
like, yeah.
I'm 10 feet up.
No,
I'm
I mean, look, I wouldn't do it, but it's not as impressive if you pan out.
Right. And even the people there that are just like, 6 feet down, they're kind of like, hey, man.
They're like, hey, you good?
You good, Jared, or no? And he's like, oh, you guys want a pick? Here's a cool pick. And he's got the ombre hair, and all that other stuff. God damn it.
Yeah,
dude.
I say good for him.
I say good for Jared Leto.
The best actor band, but what else do we have to compare
Every
it to?
Every actor has a fucking band. Costner.
Right.
Kienau.
Kienau's
got a fucking band. I mean, you name it. They've got
Johnny Depp.
Kurt Russell used to
Kevin
play in
Bacon.
One. Kevin Bacon's
Kevin
got
Bacon?
One. Oh, The Baconators.
I'm seeing
Dennis Quaid, I guess, now,
Quaid
too.
Quaid has always had that band. Like, they've always had it. Lieutenant Dan, who's that?
Gary Sinise.
Yeah, he's got the Lieutenant Dan bands.
He actually only does all that stuff for veterans so he can book gigs for
now
his
that
band.
Makes me happy to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's awesome. So that's about.
But yeah. if the VA wouldn't let him play at these events, he would stop doing charity for veterans tomorrow.
Oh, you think that's part of it?
I think that's
Hey, you gotta book the band, man.
Yeah, I think that's the con, yeah.
That's what Costner and those guys used to do. Shit. Oh, yeah. He walked into the head of Paramount Plus this year and he said, "Look, we want to pay you more money and all that other shit, you know." And he's like, "All right, cool, man. But you got to put my band songs in the show." And they were like, "Oh, fuck. Can we just pay you more money and not do that bullshit and pretend that this is awesome?"
So Russell Crowe also has a music career, and Wahlberg. So here's my question. How long, let's say you get to go hang out with Wahlberg because of our connections with Wahlberg.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How long could you stomach, like, you go into his house and he's like, "Hey, I'm going to play some music for you." How many hours?
He doesn't do it. He doesn't play any of the music, and he refuses, and he hates it.
I fight him.
He hates it.
Which Wahlberg, though?
Mark. Now, if it's the other one, I'm sure that little fucker would be...
We're talking Donnie.
Yeah, if you're talking Donnie, bro, I would say 30 minutes tops. You're inside of his house, and NKOTB is on.
And they put old singled out of Jenny McCarthy on the TV.
And it's just running on repeat.
And then they just play, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, "A member?"
Yep. And that's a 30-minute sitch. So if you're on MyBookie.com, you're betting on that. You take the under on that of 30 minutes, and that's going to come on. Jesse and I, and we won't say who it is, interviewed somebody super famous. And early on in this show, I forget if it ended up on here, Drinking Bros, Jesse, but we did it in a restaurant. And he goes, he told the manager of the restaurant, Put my CD on, let's hear some of my music. And it was covers of like famous musicians and shit like that. And he was just telling us that like he was a musician and the singer and everything else. And I was like, "Oh, this will go back to the top of the show. Oh, it's you're covering other people's stuff and then you're selling that to people." And he's like, yeah, it's, you know, it's amazing, right?
All right,
and
fine. It was Martin Short. Fine.
I wish. No, you wish.
I wish.
You wish. You wouldn't have come home. You would not have come home from that trip.
It'd be me and Martin for the rest of our lives.
But we had to sit there for it was close to 2 hours because we had dinner. Remember, we had dinner with him too and everything? And it was lovely. And he was a lovely person and all that stuff. But we did have to listen to his music of him covering super famous singers in this restaurant for 2 hours, which was not sweet.
Right.
Because he would sing along, and then there's that awkwardness of that too, you know, where you're just like, "Holy shit, I got to play along in this, and I don't know what to do here because I already know these songs by the real singer, and it's not you."
Sure.
So now I'm gonna have to go along with this and pretend that I don't know who Frank Sinatra is.
Okay, now I mean you could like deduct.
I've done 3,000 episodes in the last 8 years. Good luck. Good luck finding that. That's all, Seth. If somebody guessed, are you in the chat right now? Somebody guessed it?
No.
Okay. So if they do, shout out their name and then just let them know that they're correct. And you're good with that. But good luck. It's 3,000 episodes. If you know it, you're a diehard OG homie.
We say good for you.
Yeah, and we'll send you something there. James, you got a crime corner or nature nook here today?
Do you want to do... Terrifying corner and then a nature nook.
We're talking about the
robot.
Oh yeah.
We'll do robot box.
Robot box.
So we're doing two nature nooks.
Okay.
Essentially.
All right. Got to play the song then. Got to hear it. Nailed it.
Yeah, you got it.
God, right on cue.
Okay, so we're playing fast and loose. Amazing. With the term nature, but
I think it is nature because it's a species we invented.
Right.
Sure.
We invented
Anyways,
the
we
robot
just wanted
species.
To show a story of a robot. Well, we have a video.
Okay.
It's a robot that mistook a person.
Uh-huh.
The robot's just doing its job.
Sure.
Right? Doing what it's programmed to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And grabbed a box.
Okay.
His job is to grab boxes and kind of crush them and put them into...
That's what robots do.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what robots do.
So it's not really, you know, robot's fault.
Well, is it ever, you know, if we did it?
Do you have this, Bob?
Yeah, do you got the video, well, Bob?
I don't have a video of him crushed. I'm trying to find a video of the fucking robot. Here's a picture of it. So this robot essentially picked up a gentleman.
Just like he's doing these boxes right
now. Whoa. Picked up a whole fucking human like that?
Whole fucking human.
Yeah.
And shoved him into a pallet of boxes.
Is the guy alive? Like, how does that shake out after that? Dead. He's dead. Great. So you can just say that he's dead.
So
like,
South
that's
Korea,
all fine.
South Korea media reports.
Oh, they don't give a fuck over there. Are you kidding
me?
Well,
if they're
reporting... They probably shipped it to somebody.
If they're reporting it, we know it was worse, right?
Yeah.
Reports that a man was fatally crushed by a robot that mistakenly identified him as a box.
Wrong
worker.
Korea.
What?
I said wrong Korea. They're
North?
Very much... This is in South
right,
Korea.
Right,
yeah,
right.
South Korea is a normal country.
It's a normal country.
Oh, totally normal.
Is it?
Totally normal.
Yeah. Is it...
The worker was in his 40s, was inspecting the robot sensor at the warehouse for agricultural products. So the robot mistakenly identified the man while he was kind of like fixing it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Look.
Can you turn those things off while you're trying to...
Yeah, you would think, right?
...tinker with them?
No, I think we've evolved past that. I honestly I want to know if he was shipped to somebody's house. Because that's kind of what I was
hoping
for.
You can just look at this video and you can kind of just figure out.
No, I know what it is.
He saw it.
I know what it is for sure.
Shoved him down.
Yeah.
This is the same robot.
Yep.
Just there's a guy walking under it. Bang.
Yep. 100%. So, Bob, as this is going, you notice the boxes are being placed they're getting shipped out. Me personally, I wouldn't be that pissed off if I get a dead South Korean man on my front porch from Amazon. I think it'd be a hilarious mistake. Now, I don't know what the return policy is and something like that, like a dead South Korean.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd be willing to take that risk of like, I mean, just picking up the phone, calling Amazon, be like, hey, guys, so I've got a return. And I hate to say this, but I ordered like a wacky Christmas shirt with Guy Fieri on it. Instead, you sent me a dead South Korean. Could you come and pick him up? I still want the Guy Fieri thing. So, like, I'm not going to be mad about it,
but
the dead South Korean is on my porch. And my kids come home at 3, so if you could kind of get rid of them before then, it'd be swell. I'd super appreciate it. Also, I'm not going to tell on anybody or sue anybody. Just take the dead South Korean guy away, and I think that would be fine. But either way, that motherfucker got shipped somewhere over there, I guarantee you.
He at least made it to a truck or, like,
Yeah.
To another facility.
Now, at that point, when there's somebody actually on the truck and then you're seeing the blood ooze out of the box, then they're like, oh, shit, we got a problem here.
Right.
But once everything is automated.
It's going to take a while for a person to see another person.
Till it gets to your house, yeah.
You'd have to program into the robot
mm-hmm.
to, like, the next phase robot that it's going to.
Yeah.
To detect whether there's people in it.
So... The Chick-fil-A by our house, by the way. Have you seen the robot inside of there? Have you been in yet?
Yeah, the one that delivers.
Right. It's a fucking nightmare. And at one point, you keep fucking with this thing, and you get the sense that the robot's just going to be like, well, it's time to kill you now. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, but that's like a rolling tray.
Now,
I'm not...
for now it is, right? And that's the test. Because I asked. The manager came over, and he goes, hey, would you mind filling out a survey of what you thought of the robot? I was like, I'll fill out the survey, but I don't like the robot. I like, this is dumb. And it can't move through the restaurant at all. And it was stuck. So our kid had to go up like 2 tables and get the food off the thing. And the robot just kept spitting out the same sentence over and over and over again. Now, look, I know they're going to perfect it. And that's what I told the manager. I go, what's the hopes and dreams behind this? And he goes, that we can put them behind the counter and, you know, put the food in the bag and all that other stuff. And it's like, yeah, dude, we're headed there. I don't think it's going to be in our lifetime necessarily. I'd give it 30 years, right? Where it's just everything is so automated that, yeah, by the time it gets to your house, that's kind of the only time we'll ever see it.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, probably.
Remember that bar in Vegas at Planet Hollywood? Where it was that same exact robot arm that was making shots for everybody?
Yeah.
And all those Asians were around with videos, and they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And it was like...
It was pretty cool.
It was fine to watch, but... It was pretty cool.
It's
a kamikaze shot that took 5 minutes.
I just can't believe you were like the guy in Chick-fil-A that was like talking to the manager about the robots. You're a nightmare.
The manager came over to
me. Hey, buddy, hey.
Yeah.
What do you think about the future?
No, not that.
Just get...
He came over to me and he goes, I want you to fill out this survey.
He didn't ask what you thought of robots.
Yeah. Well, he said, what do you think of this robot? And I go, I don't like that robot. Like... I'm sorry. Like, this isn't Short Circuit. The fucking thing couldn't even get through, like, the third table.
On the survey, did it say what is the future of humanity based on this?
Oh, look.
Look.
I wrote, because at the bottom.
You need to calm down.
There's 4 questions, and then there's, like, a little fill-in thing of, like, oh, any additional thoughts? And I said, yeah, this thing's going to rip your arms, legs, and face clean off your body.
Did you?
Yeah. And I'm like, you're all going to die. And then I put like a knife, like I drew a knife in the pencil with like blood dripping down it. And I was like, but that's the future. That's what you guys want.
Right.
And the weird thing is how everybody was so goddamn happy about the robot in the restaurant. And they were like, isn't it amazing? And I was like, no, that's your job.
It's
like,
cute.
You're going to lose your job for this robot. That's got it had a cat face too. And like little ears.
I know, it's adorable.
It's adorable until it's ripping your lower intestines out and stretching them across the restaurant. Then it's not adorable.
You are a nightmare. So the next thing that I'm kind of into and have always been irrationally afraid of is animals with rabies and like getting bit without knowing and then not getting the vaccine in time. I like have this really irrational fear of that. We have a couple videos. You want this one or this one and then black and white?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so a raccoon mostly is going to be what you're going to see with rabies. And it will never come at you attacking for long periods of time unless it has rabies. So you can usually get it, shoo it off, do some stuff. But if it's like latching on or attacking you.
If it digs in, yeah, you're.
You better get to the.
You're stewed.
Get you a vaccine.
All right, play it. Oh, you can hear screaming, too.
For the little kid.
Holy shit,
dude.
That's a fat raccoon.
Don't worry. Everyone's okay.
Why is the raccoon so fat?
It's clearly winter. It's been,
hibernating.
It's an American raccoon.
This mom, by the way, badass.
Holding it by the neck.
By the neck, getting her kid inside.
Yep, probably getting
bitten.
And
with rabies, too. Like, you can't let it go because it will just jump on you another way.
Oh!
So you have to.
Oh, shit. It's really latched onto her now.
You have to get it as far away so that you can run inside or else it's going to...
Man, I would have punted that fucking thing. There you go. There you go.
Go, girl. Yes.
Let's give applause to that.
That was good.
I would have punted that fucking thing into the next universe. Oh,
it's
man.
It's hard, though, or you have to hold it in some kind of position until somebody comes.
Punt it. Just kick it as hard as you can over and over again.
Telling you that it's like this... It's a crazy...
Fight or flight kicks in. I believe in you. If that was our kid I think you would punt the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, but if I let go of it in any way, if I thought it was going to turn right around and just like grab my neck or something, you've got to hold it in position until someone else comes or...
Right. Well, I think what she did was a smart thing. Throw it as far as you can and then go back inside.
No, she did the right thing.
Yeah.
This is
a woman. She's letting her little dog out in their backyard. Yeah. It's walled in, so she doesn't think there's any problem.
Yeah, let's just go poopy.
Yeah.
Go poopy.
And no sound on this one because it's a security camera.
Okay.
But there comes a raccoon coming straight for the dog.
She grabs the dog.
Oh.
Trying to eat the dog. Now the raccoon wants her.
Yeah. Oh, shit, dude. Oh, shit.
All over her.
Damn it, dude.
Like, literally won't leave her alone. Runs away.
Comes out.
Oh, fuck. Oh, there it is. Look at that. That was a nice grab.
He comes right back.
Yes.
That thing is still fucking going. She picks up a tiki torch. She goes full Charlottesville.
Can I?
Look at this.
Look at how the husband is not helping.
He's not doing dick,
this guy. Point out the husband.
Run it back.
Yeah.
I need you now to
show this one more time.
Instead of focusing on the raccoon, I need you to focus on everything the husband does to help his wife.
Or what he's not doing.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
She's a gangster. Look
she is. She's and like, she's got like an Amy Winehouse frame, very frail and thin. And look at him.
He's like, no.
This shirtless little fucking beta.
She literally just threw it away. Nope. Now she's got Tiki Torch.
Let me get the chair. No, I'm good. She's got this.
He's screaming.
This sucks. Like, this guy clearly works out, too. All that for nothing.
Nothing, dude.
At one point, he actually puts his hands like on his hips.
Yep.
Yeah, just, oh.
Like he's just, I don't. He bangs a chair down and like goes, no.
Oh, look at that right there. Yep. Just
I mean,
look at that.
He does not step off that fucking concrete porch the entire time.
And he's giving like the raccoon a disappointed
face.
We don't do that in neighborhoods. I got HOAs.
I can tell things are going south. Like, this relationship, he's not invested.
No.
And then look at the way she throws the tiki torch. She's about to fucking lay into him.
Oh, when they get inside, this guy's getting wet. I mean, she's going to fucking
smack finally got him out
to death. Blood's going to pour out of his face.
And then she's like,
wow.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah. Let's talk. Yeah.
Let's talk.
Where were you? I was right there. I was like, I was right behind you. There was like another one that had my neck. Did you not see?
I let you work out all day. For what? For what? You can't even protect me? Come out here without your shirt on. Fucking do something, all right?
It's terrifying. Because you should be able to just be like,
and that's
she should
LA.
Be able to be like, shoo, and the thing runs. But you when can, it keeps coming back, that's probably the scariest thing.
You
to
can
me.
Tell that this is LA. Very small yard, palm trees. Like, this is, you
they
know.
They tried to tiki torch
yep.
it up.
Yep. It's very LA.
To give it like a.
Hopefully
a
that's
fun...
her gay roommate and like they're not together in real life. Because let's face it, if they're straight, they're not together now after that bullshit. You couldn't be with somebody like that who just kind of lets you get attacked by a raccoon over and over
again.
Oh
my God. And wouldn't just like run at least to. I don't know.
Unbelievable. Man. My God, man. Huh. Oh, well, I'm disappointed
this is
in you.
Crazy.
I can't do anything. Oh, boy. What are we doing here?
You were really getting attacked out there, huh?
My God, dude.
Life is crazy, huh,
it
babe?
Is. It is. Did you guys pair the two raccoons together today? Was that a planned thing?
Jesse's been asking for raccoon content for a while.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Yes. The real fear is being bit by a bat and not knowing it. And then dying of rabies.
Well, there's a lot here. You know that, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's the one. That's your biggest?
Not as many as there used to be.
Not as many as there used to be. Right. But the horror stories of how primitive it actually is if you are bit by something with rabies and you don't know about it mm-hmm. and you don't get the vaccine in time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is mm-hmm. a horrible death that they can do nothing about.
You ever
and you're
see
just
the
like,
bats fly under the cage or the bridge?
Yeah. Yes. That's where I proposed to Jesse, actually.
Oh, nice.
We started a movie.
It's probably where the fear started,
together,
huh?
And that's in the movie, the characters. That's where the characters propose and all that stuff.
I think we just pinpointed
so we
the trauma.
Of your fear for the bats. And you're like, oh, shit. If I put the ring on, is that... Are they going to come to the shiny thing? Is that where the shiny thing's going to come?
I don't know.
Maybe. Last thing I want to chat about today, there's a new reality show. We've talked about this couple before in the past. This Adam 22 and Lena the Plug, which, by the way, she's got one of the best names in porn.
Oh, okay.
Lena the Plug has always been really, really funny to me. And
sure.
These guys just kind of slowly keep launching themselves into like this weird social media space where like people were calling them out. Of like she started doing porn again, and everybody's like, "Hey, your wife is taking dick from so and so and so and so and so and so." Now they just went all in and said, "Fuck it!" So they have a new reality show together there, mm-hmm. where you're going to—they've got 10 dudes in a house.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys, the winner at the end of it, is actually going to be invited into the bedroom to have sex with him and his wife, and it's a fun thing. So. Here's the wild shit. The episodes themselves are airing on YouTube, which I don't know how YouTube is cool with it. They don't even fucking monetize our shit. So like,
he's a podcaster. Isn't
how?
He?
Yeah.
Okay.
But how are they cool with that? Letting that monetize or live on YouTube, this reality show about this?
Because I don't think they're showing anything.
They're not. And
right.
So well,
that's
here's,
how.
Here's the beauty of this. To watch the season finale of the winner they pick,
mm-hmm.
who's going to get to have sex with, I don't know if he gets to fuck the dude or how that works in that whole situation, what goes down in that bed and the wife, or if they're just going to fuck her together. But you have to subscribe to OnlyFans to watch when the winner is announced, and then they actually all have sex in the bed. So they had to agree on that.
I think it's brilliant.
No shit. Like, holy fuck, dude.
And it's all on YouTube and OnlyFans?
Well, no. So yeah, the episodes themselves are on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
And they live in the house, kind of like The Bachelor.
But those are the two platforms.
Right. So right now, you watch the episodes like The Bachelor. They all live in this house. They narrow it down to one. And then, hey, guys, we've got the winner. Go to OnlyFans to watch us all have sex together.
Brilliant.
In this bed. And they're going to make a gajillion dollars out of this. So what the fuck?
Now,
I'm surprised YouTube is cool with this.
They don't care. They just want content.
Yeah.
That's not true. They throttle everything.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't.
No, but they say they probably can't show any nudity.
Yeah. But what, no swearing? Or maybe they bleep it out. Who knows?
They could bleep it out.
It looked like a decent sized production.
Production.
Yeah.
And apparently these two just like rock celebrity threesomes, air quote celebrity, all the time. Because you see this picture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see the chick on the right?
Is that the fucking teacher?
That's the Missouri teacher who
Let's
got fired on OnlyFans.
They talked about her on the show.
They typically fuck other women together.
Okay.
And
is the first dude they're going to have together?
No, it'll be the second because there was a member. He let the one black porn star do his wife.
Right, but not – he wasn't in the room, right?
I think he was filming it.
Oh, he was.
It must have been like a special like Thanksgiving or something.
Okay.
Like a special occasion.
Or a Kwanzaa or something like
that. Yeah.
Like a secretary's day.
Like he's fucked like 20 of her friends, so she gets one.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. But either way, these guys are absolutely fucking cashing in. When I saw this, I was like, oh my God. And the finale's on OnlyFans, like, holy shit, dude.
It's a great idea. By the way, Bachelor should do that. Like fantasy suites on OnlyFans only.
Is that where it's headed?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't want to see the Golden Bachelor in there.
By the time
you don't see the old dude just slinging it?
Oh, God.
Yeah. By the time we have grandchildren, there's just going to be like only, like everyone's going to be watching OnlyFans on their iPad.
I know. That's going to be it, dude. There'll be no more streaming services whatsoever. Yeah. It'll just be OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And it'll be as big as like Amazon Prime.
I think I saw Bad Baby or whatever her name is, made like $18 million in a month.
She did. And then she bought this crazy fucking house down in Florida, and it was nuts. And she turned her OnlyFans on when she was 18. The day she turned 18, mm-hmm. OnlyFans launched. And I was like, holy shit, dude. And she's so rich. It's nuts. We're doing the wrong shit, dude. I mean, we're in the wrong business here, you know?
It's true.
We got to start greasing up buttholes and things like that, dude. Sending socks after long jogs, you know, discussing it.
Right.
Going out in the rain out here and dirt, wearing dirty little socks and then shipping those off. Mm-hmm. Hey, these little stompers were out, you know, in the rain today.
Shipping bathwater.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Just bottling it up, shipping out bathwater to people. And then you could write, because it's about the backstory, right? You tell the backstory, what you were doing that day, what you had, where you were like, I was at Jersey Mike's earlier, you know, still got a little vinegar on my fingers because I got it Mike's way.
I think it's the personal interaction, but you're talking to their assistant, so.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a business
man.
Now.
It is,
just like everything else, it's been ruined.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
It's crazy. Even Homegirl, who was on the show yesterday, we were asking her about it, and it was just like, she was like, oh, it's mostly sexting, and you're like, oh, hey, do you... No, it's somebody in fucking Bangladesh who's writing these messages for you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can automate everything now, and yeah.
It's probably AI at this point.
Yes.
Right.
One would imagine, right? You're getting pretty close to it.
Yeah, I mean, Iverson's down bad.
Yeah, sure is. It's Allen Iverson, by the way, not... actual AI technology.
Oh, okay.
It's the former basketball player. He's actually writing it. And I trust him, you know?
Sure.
He had pretty good handles on the court. So either way, we learned a lot today.
We really did.
What not to do during a raccoon attack. Don't just stand there with your hands on your hips. Okay?
Yeah.
Just.
Don't just like slam a chair down
get
and
in
yell.
There.
Yeah.
Get in there. Because
even if you think you can't do anything, the lady just needs to see you.
Try.
Yeah.
Run a little bit, right?
Because I feel like we had America's Funniest Home Videos, and now it's just going to, like, I think Ring's going to do a TV show now, and it's just going to be all these Ring moments like we just watched.
Brilliant.
Everybody's got one.
Brilliant. You better stop talking. I mean, you're giving away all your best
ideas. Look, Ring probably already knows.
To everyone else.
You know?
You're not copyright. You know. This is ridiculous.
They know. They've got to know at this point, right? When that fat Mexican family took all that dude's candy off the porch, Mm-hmm. They probably looked at that footage and they were like, shit, you know what this reminds me of? America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Like, we should definitely start chunking this out on a weekly basis.
Sure.
That's all the Chive is, right? It's just those videos. Why doesn't Ring just have their own where it's just like, hey, Ring submission, $5,000 a pop. We get the rights forever and then we'll pop it out to the world. We can make fun of these Mexicans fucking stealing candy off of people's porches, you know?
It's a great idea.
That family got shamed, by the way. They got shamed.
Yeah.
That video gets shown like 12 million times. Moral of the story today, kids. There's Ring everywhere. So if you're getting attacked by a raccoon or you're stealing all the candy from Halloween, whatever it is, just know it'll get out to the world eventually. I only feel safe in one room in our house, you know? And even then, that's kind of halvesies with it.
What room?
Our bedroom. And that's kind of it, right? Because otherwise, there's some rooms with open curtains and everything else. And you're like, man, do they have a Ring somewhere else or whatever?
Oh, right.
Homeboy's a couple down. He's got the security thing. And he's like, oh, yeah, we got 800 cameras everywhere. I was like, where are those pointed exactly?
Now in the chat. In the chat, we're just getting everybody's Jersey Mike order. Number 13, Mike's way.
Yeah. Goddamn right, man.
Okay, I'll send it. I'll send it.
Yeah.
Greg.
I love Jersey Mike's. Not a sponsor, but they should be. If they want to be a sponsor show, I'm fine with it. Just know that.
I would die.
Love Jersey Mike's. Yeah. Holy shit, dude. Man, I loved Subway before I had a Jersey Mike's, though. You know, and then after I had a Jersey Mike's, I couldn't go back to Subway after that.
Okay, well, we're not going down that road.
We're not at all. I just want everybody in the chat to know that I love you and I'm proud of all your orders and all that stuff.
Yep.
I like to have a fun flirty time there too, where it's just like I feel overwhelmed. There's so many options at Jersey Mike's, where I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do today.
Right.
I don't know how I'm going to respond. You know, but I love it. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away at that point. I know I'm saying it again, and I have to. That's all the advertisers fucking care about is this dumb reviews. So just do it and kind of move on with your life, and then check back in later, all right? One day, when it gets past 10,000 reviews, I'll just shut the fuck up forever, and we can all move on together, all right? Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I'm still going to have to ask you every show. It was a great little Friday show today, Jabes.
It really was.
Proud of you.
Proud of you.
Proud of me. Proud of that rain today, Austin. Keep shining, okay? Keep shining. Dionne Warwick said
keep
that.
Shining.
Keep shining.
Keep shining. Keep shining.
No, you always help me. Maybe Luke Combs can fucking cover it and win another Song of the Year album. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.